News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we mentioned it earlier there this morning, but Kamala Harris will officially be ratified as the Democratic nominee for November's US election at the party's national convention this week. Party delegates will today start gathering in Chicago for the first day of the four-day convention. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, joins us from Chicago. Good morning to you, David. Bring us up to speed. This mirrors, I suppose, a little bit what the Republicans did a number of weeks ago, where they nominated and ratified Donald Trump and had their convention. What can we expect this week?
Yes, and I think, oddly, there will be a similarity in that, just like the Republicans, Democrats will be very united. And just like the Republicans, they'll be buoyant and convinced that they're going to win this election. And of course, you know, just over a month ago, that was unthinkable because Joe Biden was really struggling in the polls, 81 years old. People thought he was not up to this. And there's been this dramatic reversal now with Kamala Harris as the nominee instead. And I think it's going to be the governor of the state here says it's going to be like a rock concert. And you probably will see some celebrities and really a very positive mood, Democrats believing that Harris is the right candidate to win this election.
This kind of a week, do they get much of a bounce from this? You're talking about celebrity endorsements, all that kind of stuff. Does this do much for I suppose, polling for the election?
Traditionally, yes. The party that holds the convention, you know, dominates media headlines for a week. Their candidate gets to give a big speech, which Kamala Harris will do on Thursday night, and they get a few percentage points in the polls. And of course, this election is likely to be so close that that would be tremendously helpful for Democrats. Already, we've seen Harris drawing big crowds, millions of dollars in donations, and pulling level with Trump or even moving ahead of Trump in some polls, including in the crucial swing states. But at the same time, I think Democrats have to guard against complacency. It is still extremely close and will come down to a few hundred thousand votes in a handful of states.
The ratifying of both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, this is a rubber stamp, isn't it? This is a foregone conclusion.
Yes, I think we're expecting that on Tuesday, a roll call to anoint them as the nominee and running mate. Again, you know, when Biden stepped aside, there were potential scenarios where you could have had an open convention this week, which would have been hugely dramatic with all sorts of candidates making their pitches and voters going on. But actually, with great speed, the party really consolidated around Harris. And we know that delegates are now pledged to her instead of Joe Biden, who's speaking on Monday. And so, yes, it is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, it does look like, externally, it looks like they took the right road going with Harris with such speed and I suppose having clarity around all of this. There will be protests outside the convention this week, largely about the Israeli-Gaza situation. How damaging is that for the Democrats?
It certainly could be. I mean, that is one difference from the Republican convention, where the unity was absolute and there's a bit of a cult of personality around Donald Trump. For the Democrats, you know, inside the convention arena, there are about 30 delegates who are part of the uncommitted campaign protesting over Gaza. We'll see if they heckle or cause any disruption. But yes, starting on Monday, tens of thousands of activists expected to march in the city. You know, today I've been out about in Chicago. There's giant steel fencing everywhere. There's huge numbers of police. It's a sort of city in lockdown and expectation of this. And one of the issues here, of course, is the change of nominee. Some activists say, well, Kamala Harris is different. Let's give her a chance and let's see if, in her speech, she separates herself from Joe Biden. Others argue, you know, she's vice president. She's complicit. They've even been calling her Killer Kamala, and we could see quite a lot of protests. And I think, you know, if it turns violent and if there are clashes with police, it'll echo the 1968 Chicago convention, which was very bad for Democrats.
Okay, and very lastly, David, do we expect any kind of, I suppose, bombshells in the Harris speech on Thursday? Was it be more of what we've seen before? She's, you know, very positive, very upbeat, or will there be any change of tone at this point, or is it all sort of steam ahead with what we've been seeing?
Well, I do think she has an interesting balancing act here. On the one hand, she'll be looking to bask in the glory of the Biden-Harris administration, where it did have significant legislative accomplishments on climate and jobs and other issues. But at the same time, she'll be using this speech to define herself as a separate individual and be different from Joe Biden on issues including Gaza and be much more forward-looking and about the future. So it'll be an interesting challenge for her speechwriters to walk that line.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief at The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.